Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utter Hate. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 19 with verses 7 through 12. They said to Jesus, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If that is the case of a man with his wife, it is better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom that it is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they were born so, some because they were made so by others, some because they have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." How do you know if your marriage is unlawful? Many of us have been married more than once and still have the perfect union with another in the end. The bill of divorce Moses offered gave hope for the women who were abandoned. But did God really want man and woman to divorce? Paul wrote to the Corinthians that divorce is okay if the other spouse denies the faith. To live with a non-believer is tough and offers an out of the marital bond if so desired. But truly, God didn't want divorce unless the church, God, sees it unlawful because of extenuating circumstances. The sacrament of holy matrimony is taken very seriously and allows for the annulment to take place only after an extensive investigation into the very aspect of your reasons why you have divorced your spouse. Everyone is different. Mine was centered around the fact that we went through an abortion after getting my first wife pregnant within 1 month of knowing her, and then marrying her within 6 months of the same date. I must confess I was never taught about abortion, only it was a reason for my ex-wife to say she didn't want to be pregnant in a wedding dress. For years I've been tormented by this killing of a child, and I have sought redemption once I realized years later it was a mistake more than a choice. Combined with other instances of homosexuality, or homosexual activity, I should say, by my ex-wife, I was granted a full annulment and remarried in the church as a devout Catholic who seeks to share the beauty of living redeemed. My life is an open book. I write about it daily, describing the difficulties of sin, and this realization has caused severe damage between father and child from this marriage I had annulled to practice my faith of living for truth and the Eucharist of Jesus. Amen. This is what the Catechist of the Catholic Church says about this bond called the unity and indissolubility of marriage in number 1644. The love of spouses requires, of its very nature, the unity and indissolubility of the spouse's community of persons, which embraces their entire life. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. They are called to grow continually in their communion through day-to-day fidelity to their marriage promise of total mutual self-giving. This human communion is confirmed, purified, and completed by communion in Jesus Christ, given through the sacrament of matrimony. It is deepened by lives of the common faith and by the Eucharist received together. One of the reasons why we attend Mass every single day is to receive our Lord and Savior, to be Christ-fed, together. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We always pray for our children, our families, our wives, our mothers. We always pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We always pray for those we've said that we would pray for. We pray for those involved in the war of the world right now. We pray for those dealing with addictions. We pray for those who are homeless. Lord, help those who are in need. We pray for those who are dying. We always ask the Lord to give them a fresh last breath and peace to obtain it. We pray for Holy Mother Church each day. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma and prayers for our wife and his baby to be born. We always pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By his precious blood do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study and practice of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 7 through 12 this morning. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Another Mary, Adultery, Commit. The Israelites replied, Moses, why? Divorce bill give, he commanded. Your hearts of hardness you can't deny. Not from the beginning, Jesus reprimanded. Wife, divorce whoever, unless. Unlawful marriage to the test. Another Mary, adultery commit. Not Mary better, disciples quipped. Word not accepted by all, granted to only a few. Marriage incapable to those born to fall. Others made some marriage unable to do. Marriage renounced by some, heaven's kingdom their fun. Accept whoever, marriage shun. Feast not, all were made to come. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's April 25th, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 5:32 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. It means you've gone through a life of sin, and you've renounced that sin. It means that you've experienced things that were not always fun and not were always right in the eyes of the Lord. But as a forgiving God, we find an absolute opportunity to relieve ourselves of this burden by simply confessing our sins and promising to sin no more. Lord, we ask for that help in guiding to be sinless in our lives, to fall upon your daily grace as a beauty of living redeemed. Amen. We close today at 9:11, for the marriage of the humanity is in perils. It's in an emergency. The divorce rate is really high. We pray for the marriages of truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless all marriages today and help those who are going through a divorce. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.